You are now listening to
Radioactive. Welcome to the first podcast from Radioactive, KUOW 94.9. I'm Brian.
And I'm Natalie.
So, Natalie, do you want to explain what the Radioactive program is?
Yeah, the Radioactive program is a radio journalism internship program at KUOW, an affiliate of NPR. We are the 2016 summer group, and there are 8 of us, including Brian and I, and we are all excited to be here. So, Brian, do you want to introduce us, our very first Radioactivian?
Of course. Now, don't fret, because our first Radioactivian is a musical genius who played the guitar in our intro, showing both her creativity and musical talent.
Hi, I'm Amy Steyer. I've been playing guitar for 4 years now. I had a teacher for 3 years, and now I just kind of play it at my leisure when I want to, and I play it for talent shows. I love taking photos. I've been doing it for 4 or 5 years. I have an Instagram from a while back. Whenever the world is exceptionally beautiful, I just pull out my camera, and the phones nowadays are good enough for that. I wish I could have my Canon all the time, because, like, even last night, the moon was gorgeous. It was bigger than usual, and it was yellow. It was great.
I am so glad Amy's part of our workshop. She's absolutely great, and she's super talented. She was talking about how creative she is, and she was talking about her photos. And Brian and I were looking through her Instagram, and it's really artistic, and it's truly awesome and really cool. Like, if you look at my Instagram, it's just a bunch of selfies. Brian, what does your Instagram look like?
It used to be just a bunch of really bad puns, but recently, about the last month or so, I've been trying to make it more artistic and posting some photos. But you can check out Amy's photography on her Instagram at Amy Steyer Photo. That's AmyStyerPhoto. And our next Radioactivian is also a musician, but her instrument is her voice.
He's my sunshine in the rain, my time to know when I'm in pain. He's everything that means to me.
Hi, I'm April. I love to sing Celine Dion to Beyonce. Like, I don't know, anything. I'm not saying I'm good. I'm just saying I like to sing.
I love singing while I'm cleaning. I will while I'm in the showers because the echo, you know, or if there's a staircase, I really will just sit there and listen to the echoes because I'd pretend I'm in the studio.
Wow, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She kind of sounds like Rihanna.
I know, right? She sung Lemonade by Passion for us. It was truly beautiful. I think she should sing the entire thing. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
And I truly loved how she talked about singing in the shower. Now the big question, Brian. Do you sing in the shower?
I do not sing in the shower.
Are you sure about that?
I am absolutely sure. I cannot sing to save my life.
Well, I can't sing either, but I still sing in the shower. I sing Charlie Puth's Dangerously. It's a beautiful song, but I am always off pitch too. But since I'm in the shower, I'm always correct. It's like my own concert hall, so
you're
all
your
good.
Own rock star.
And one of the things about April is that she's really small. To be exact, she is 4'8" and a half. And she is just so cute. We were up in the KUOW newsroom earlier this week. And in the newsroom, everybody's in cubicles. And April was trying to see over the cubicle walls. And everybody, please just picture this in your mind. This short little girl is trying to see over it. So she's jumping up and down and up and down. And the person on the other side of the cubicle has their headphones in. But all they can see is this little girl's up to her eye just seen going up and down and up and down and up and down. And whenever we're talking about April, she just brings a bunch of smiles to us. So we love you, April.
Yeah, April's small, but she has a big personality. Speaking of big, this next Radioactivian is the tallest in our group, and he towers over everybody. And he might just be the next LeBron James in the NBA.
Hello, my name is Awal Ibrahim. I like basketball because I've been playing it my whole life, and I got to the level where I could compete at a competitive level, and I feel like I'm the best guy out there.
I absolutely love how Awal is so confident. And some people say athletes aren't smart, but that's not the case for Awal. So he is on the quieter side, but once he does start talking, you can tell that he's got some really complex ideas. And it's really fun to hear them. And we pulled a little bit from his bio, and he says in his bio that he values being a student athlete. And he also said that knowledge is permanent and it lasts forever. I think those are words to live by.
Yeah, I agree. And you can definitely tell that Awal is a student before he's an athlete.
And up next is Maya, who talked to us about her love of TV shows.
Hi, I'm Maya Kahns. One of my hobbies when I'm bored is binge watching on TV. But I do like Modern Family because that has clever stuff. And I used to like old Disney, like Hannah Montana, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I'm forgetting some.
So Maya and I were talking, and whenever we talk, we usually go off topic. So somehow we got to the topic of Frozen.
My favorite Frozen scene. Oh, I definitely love when Elsa, who's the older sister, she's singing Let It Go, and then she pulls up her hand, and you can see these spikes of ice and her snowflake, and she just is such this like sassy girl, and she's like a drop-dead gorgeous clay figuration, same with Anna. But I don't know, I thought that was cool, and the structure, I like the structure architect that she used.
So Maya was talking about Frozen. Brian, did you go see Frozen?
Not in the theaters, but I saw it when it came out.
And who's your favorite character?
I mean, you can't go wrong with Olaf.
Yeah, I love Olaf. I think he's so cute. Like when he was saying, some people are worth melting for. Oh my God, just tear.
Yeah, I mean, his first song in Summer, like that was just amazing, especially that line where he's talking about how winter's a good time to stand and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a, and then you know, your mind automatically goes to puddle because it rhymes and there's a puddle right in front of him and you're just thinking, oh no, this is horrible. And then he just goes along with it and says a happy snowman and you just can't help but love Olaf.
Olaf is just so cute. He's so wonderful.
This next Radioactivian's favorite cereal is Flute Loops.
Hi, my name is Surya Hendry. I've been playing flute since the fifth grade because I realized that when you play flute, you have to think about everything. It's not just thinking about where your fingers are going because that's really easy to pick up. It's not just thinking about your posture or thinking about your breathing or thinking about your mental state. It's not just counting every single second that you're up on stage. It's doing all of those things at once and then also remembering to smile during the rest.
Wow, Siri is really good, and she's actually the one playing the flute in the background. Chopin's Variations on Non Più Mesta from 1824. But also, the thing about Surya is that when you're talking to her, you notice how rich her vocabulary is. In fact, she mentioned this fun tidbit.
I have always read pretty voraciously. I read the dictionary 3 times in the first grade.
So that must mean that she's really smart. Which brings us to Surya's Word of the Day!
So, Surya, what's the word of the day today?
The word of the day today is prolegomena.
Wow, that sounds really complicated. What does it mean?
Prolegomena is a fancy word for preliminary discussions, but more generally, prolegomena can mean introductory remarks and observations, kind of like this podcast.
Thanks, Surya. So, Brian, now it's our goal to figure out how to use that word by the end of the podcast. So, challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. I mean, even though some words can be really complex, language itself is a beautiful thing. Each word has its own meaning, but string them together and you get a beautiful story.
Speaking of stories, our next Radioactivian can usually be found with her nose in a book.
Hi, I'm Zubeda. I enjoy reading books.
Zubeda's favorite book is A Thousand Splendid Suns.
But it was really an emotional roller coaster and I really loved the book. Once I get my head stuck in a bug, it's really hard for me to put it down. I don't want to go to sleep. I just want to finish the book. So it's like an escape for me sometimes.
So Brian, is there a book you've read recently that you couldn't put down?
Yeah, in fact, there's a book by David Levithan called Every Day.
What's it about?
Essentially, imagine waking up in a different body each day and you have your mind, but everything else is someone else's. And imagine falling in love. And they say love is complicated, but that just throws a wrench in everyone's plan.
That seems like a book that I need to read.
What about you?
Me? Well, the most recent book which I read, which I fell in love with, is A Kind Worth Killing by Peter Swanson. And it's about this lady who is a mastermind at killing people, and she's killed multiple people before. And she meets this man on the plane, and the man's wife is cheating on him. So they decide to pair up to kill his wife. But of course, things don't go as planned.
Well, it sounds like a great story. But sometimes listening to a story is just as exciting as reading one.
Yeah.
And hopefully everyone enjoyed listening to... I've got it!
What?
I know how to use a word. I hope that everyone listening enjoyed our prologue.
Oh, you had the energy.
I had the energy, just I couldn't pronounce it.
Okay, Surya, can you pronounce the word for us again?
Pro.
Pro.
Le.
Le.
Ga.
Ga.
Me.
Me.
Na.
I don't have the prologue. Prologamana.
No, no, no.
Pro Lego Men A.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Wow. I got it. I figured out how to use the word. I hope that everyone enjoyed listening to our Prologamana.
Surya, did we get that right?
I guess that's close enough.
So, enough to get an approval?
Sure.
Oh, yes!
Anyway, if you enjoyed that podcast, make sure to check out more from our radioactivians at kuow.org/radioactive. Keep checking in on our Facebook at facebook.com/KUOW Public Radio and on Twitter at KUOW.
And make sure to stay tuned for our upcoming podcasts. Tomorrow we have Awal and Zubeda talking about police brutality. Thursday, Surya and Maya will be talking about coming of age. And Friday, April and Amy will be talking about fear. Special thanks to our staff producer, Lila Kitayev, and the rest of our Radioactive Summer 2016 members.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Signing off, this is Brian.
This is Natalie.
And this is Radioactive.